Welcome back to the Sports Show. Kimbo and Bix with you on a Friday afternoon. And let's not forget, it's Pub Talk on Friday. So we want your calls, 8223 0000. A magnificent game of football last night at the Adelaide Oval. Highly emotional in front of 45,418 fans. And the boys, as we all know, got the job done. And one of the fellows that certainly did that for Port Adelaide was Matthew Broadbent. Matthew, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, boys. Thank you.
Take us through the emotions of the week. It was interesting to hear that Ken said that you frequently spoke about Phil Walsh during the week.
Yeah, it was obviously a pretty tough week for everyone involved, and probably none more so than the Walsh family, so our thoughts are definitely with them. But yeah, I suppose it affected people differently throughout the week, and people had different amounts of involvement with Phil. I think the key theme was for us to stick together and get through this tough time together. And I think the football world in general has done that really well. And I'm sure Phil will be really proud.
No doubt about that. In terms of before the game and the build-up in the change rooms, sometimes there doesn't need to be anything said because it's everyone just knows what it's feeling. And other times there are little reminders that are brought up. Your start was so good. What method did Port Adelaide use?
Yeah, well, Kenny, we spoke a little bit about Phil before the game, and as I said, it was a pretty emotional build-up. So to go out and play the footy we did in the first quarter was really good, and unfortunately we couldn't piece together a full four-quarter performance, which we haven't been able to do all year, but the way we held on to the end was really good, and hopefully we can get some momentum building from that now.
Five goals in the first term. It was the perfect start, a very fast start. Were you aware that the rain was going to come down like it did?
Yeah, we spoke a little bit of that before the game as well to try and get a bit of a jump because we knew the weather was likely to come in at some stage throughout the night. It certainly did in that second half. It got really slippery and conditions turned pretty tough. But for the boys to dig in the way we did was really good.
Well, let's talk about the start because it reminded me of the Hawthorn game almost. That you got the first bounce and it went straight out of the middle and you just looked like you were absolutely on. Ollie Wines, I think he had 13 disposals in the first quarter. He spent a bit of time on Scott Pendlebury during that. He was absolutely outstanding, not just in the first quarter, but carried that form right through the game.
Yeah, Ollie's an absolute star, the way he holds himself. And for such a young guy to play the consistent footy that he does, it's pretty incredible, really. But yeah, I can tell you it's a good job being a backman when the mids are winning footy like that inside and going forward. So. Yeah, it was a good start.
Now, Phil Walsh obviously had a massive impact on Ollie Wines. That was evident last night. He was completely spent at the end of the game. He was quite emotionally distraught, and Travis Boak had to go to him once the siren sounded.
Yeah. I suppose a lot of people throughout the whole footy club have had their connection with Phil, and as I said before, it affects different people in different ways, and you can see the emotion in Ollie, and I think the way he played was a really proud moment for Ollie, and should be really proud of that.
Well, we mentioned the dream start, but they certainly came back at you in the second term. What was going through your mind then?
Yeah, we spoke about at quarter time that the fact that we haven't been able to play four quarters of footy for the whole year, so that was our goal, and unfortunately we couldn't really do that. So still got plenty to work on, obviously, and We knew Collingwood were going to come. They're a good side, and they've played some quality footy throughout the year. So to be able to hold them at bay and then come out and play, you know, not too bad a brand of footy in the third quarter and then hold them off in the last was good for the footy club.
Our special guest is Port Adelaide defender Matthew Broadbent. Now, Matty, five changes during the week. You know how it works here. We're live and interactive. The phones and the texts went into meltdown, whether those five changes were right or not. It was a big call by Ken.
Yeah, I suppose it was. There was probably a few forced ones with injury and what's the not. But, we haven't been happy the way we've played footy all year. And I suppose changes are going to come when you're not winning games of footy. So that's up to the coaches and the match committee to sort out all that sort of stuff. And we've got to go out and play the Port Adelaide footy and we know we can.
And some of those guys that came in did really well. I thought Cam O'Shea really took his opportunity as some pivotal moments late in the game where he was able to stand up and get the job done. And I thought Jake Need added something as well. His pressure and his ability to get at the opposition was fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. I think, they've really injected a bit of speed and that into us, especially up forward with Needy and Carl Amon, and then Cam O'Shea down back. We know that he defends really well, and he certainly showed that in some key moments.
Well, the defence was outstanding, and you know, you played a big role in that. But Jack Hompsch, first of all, on Travis Cloke was unbelievable. Cloke never bothered the scoreboard, and I thought Jackson Trengove was really important as well. He, whilst his opponent didn't have as big a profile as Travis Cloke, I thought he directed really well and he got across and helped out. So those two big pillars, in the absence of Carlisle, were remarkable for you.
Yeah, we certainly love playing with those guys. We know what we're going to get from Hompsch every week. And he showed again last night against one of the better key forwards in the comp. So, again, like Ollie, for such a young guy to be able to play that style of football is great for us. And I'm sure he's still got a lot of improvement in him as well. And yeah, Jacko was really, really strong back there for us as well.
What are you doing to your dog?
The doorbell's just rang and Ozzy's running down, barking at the swimmers at the door.
Hey, Brody, Ted Wingard proved again he loves the big stage.
Yeah, he just loves it, doesn't he? For him to stand up in those key moments, he always seems to find a way to get himself into the game at a key moment, and he's becoming a champion.
We spoke about this off the top. Just once the game was completed and it was such a close game and they were heading towards goal, there was obviously huge relief amongst the players. And then, of course, there was some emotion showed. But then all of a sudden the lights went out. Were you aware of what was about to happen?
No. I honestly didn't have any idea. So that was absolutely an amazing tribute to Phil, and really well done by the club and the AFL and the organisers of that. And that, you know, I suppose it was a pretty emotional time for everyone there, and it was a good way to remember Phil.
The crowd just getting involved as well with the phones and that, it just looked so surreal.
Yeah, looking around, it was just incredible. And yeah, it was just an amazing thing.
Now, once the lights went out, it was obviously hard to see. What was the interaction like with the Collingwood players when that was happening? We heard from Dane Swan after the game, and he just described it as a magical moment.
Yeah, and to be arm in arm with your teammates and have the Collingwood boys out there as well was a pretty special moment in what was a pretty special night.
Now, we believe you've got a gathering this afternoon, or you're currently involved in one. What's taking place?
Yeah, we've just got a bit of a barbie at Gus Monfrey's house. Yeah, it's a good chance for us to get together and you know, have a talk about last night and the week that's been. And yeah, we don't get too many opportunities to get together with days off and that sort of thing. So it's a good chance for us to, reflect, I suppose.
Now, how come Gussie's place? Is he the caterer? Does he fancy himself around the barbecue? What's the deal there?
I think he's just had a few renovations and he wants to show off the new house to the boys. So.
Yeah, no doubt he's pretty proud of what he's been able to do. Just quickly, in terms of what you're able to do last night, could this act as a catalyst now to for the rest of the season? That sometimes you have that great win and it just gives everyone confidence and you can go on and really continue or keep momentum from here. Is that how it might play out?
Yeah, exactly right. It's definitely a chance for us to build from here now. We don't want to just stop there. So we've got a lot to play for in the second half of the year, and we really just want to get back to that strong, consistent, ruthless footy that Port Adelaide plays. So that's our challenge from here. We've got obviously another big week next week, but it's a good chance for us to get the ball rolling.
Well, just on that, it is going to be a huge week. You have the Memorial on Wednesday, then, of course, the showdown. So it'll be a disjointed preparation, won't it?
Yeah. As I said before, I think the way the footy community and South Australian footy's banded together has been really good. We'll certainly be out there trying to win on Sunday, but before and after the game, I think we'll all be sticking together and be sort of mates through that. So.
Matthew, thanks so much for joining us, mate. You better get back to your dog, but it was a remarkable night. We spoke about it off the top of the show. One of the more memorable nights of football that I can remember, and you played a big role in it. Your club was absolutely outstanding, and I think everyone that went there, they will remember that night for the rest of their life. So congratulations.
Thanks for having me, boys. Cheers.
No worries.
Good on you, Brody.
Matthew Broadbent, who was outstanding last night, Kimbo. And last couple of minutes, when the ball kept going there was just one man it kept going to, and he just stood up and was absolutely magnificent.
He changed jumpers, didn't he? It's like they were spotting him. But they fell for the three-card trick, though, Collingwood, didn't they? They kept bombing it in.
Mm. And easy to do in those conditions and knowing you need that one score. But the Port defence stood absolutely, resolutely, and they got the chocolates. Matthew Broadbent, our special guest.